USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. Talk of bringing the 14th Amendment into play to remove former President Trump from ballots across the country is gaining steam after a pair of conservative lawyers analyzed the Constitution and Trump's efforts on January 6, 2021 at overturning the election. However, Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu expects Trump will be on the state's ballot next year.
If Donald Trump follows the rules like everybody else and is on the signs up like everybody else, that's the beauty of the New Hampshire First in the Nation primary process. It's a very open, very easy process for a lot of folks to partake in, and so I see no reason why he wouldn't be on that ballot.
Sununu on NBC's Meet the Press said any litigation is not against New Hampshire. Double trouble at a Nevada festival where there has been a death and the weather isn't cooperating. Laura Winters reports.
In Black Rock Desert, Nevada, thousands of people are stranded in their tents at the Burning Man event due to torrential rain. A shelter-in-place order there as police investigate a death at the festival. Roads closed due to mud and debris.
More than 70,000 attendees are stuck in the desert. Jimmy Buffett had been battling Merkel cell skin cancer at the time of his death, according to an updated obituary on his official website. He had the disease for 4 years. Buffett, known for the tune Margaritaville, died Friday night at the age of 76. He had a brief hospital stay in May that caused him to miss a concert. Heavy fighting Sunday in the eastern parts of Ukraine. Russia has committed thousands of additional troops to the area to repel Ukraine's counteroffensive, CNN reported. Astronauts are returning to Earth after a six-month stay at the International Space Station. Over the past week, the Crew 6 astronauts began passing the baton to the Crew 7 team members who arrived at the space station last weekend. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
More than 40 people were injured as a typhoon came ashore in Taiwan. Tens of thousands of people lost power from the storm. It's Taiwan's first direct hit from a typhoon in 4 years. Even the doctor was shocked at what she found in one patient's brain.
A neurosurgeon investigating a woman's mystery symptoms in an Australian hospital said she plucked a wriggling worm from the patient's brain. That creature was the larva of an Australian native roundworm, not previously known to be a human parasite. The worms are commonly found in carpet pythons. While the woman had no direct contact with snakes, scientists think that she consumed the eggs from local vegetation or her contaminated hands. I'm Corey Myers.
A strong opening for Denzel Washington's third installment of The Equalizer. It topped the box office with a projected $41 million through Monday, making it the second biggest Labor Day weekend debut in history. Barbie, by the way, was second with an expected $12.5 million. As the NFL season is about to start, the Cowboys have signed tackle Terrence Steele to a 5-year extension worth $86 million, ESPN reported. Team USA lost in the FIBA World Cup to Lithuania 110-104. The Stars and Stripes, though, still advanced to the quarterfinals with a matchup against Italy. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.